Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I'm not trying to hate on Pork Chop. I really think that I'm a little jealous. But I think Pork Chop, somehow, some way, and I don't know how it is, I think this is a scam and it's not good news for you, even though you think it's the best thing ever that's happening.
Yeah, break it down, because yesterday we were talking and then he took a call and he went out to the hall, but we could still hear it.
So I feel like I'm pretty good at recognizing scam phone numbers. Like, you can just look at them and tell they look kind of fishy. Well, I lived in Central Michigan for 3 years, and I got a phone call yesterday from a Central Michigan phone number. So I'm like, okay, legit, I'll answer it. So I went and answered it, and they're like, hello, is this blah, 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 we'll say Pork Chop. And I'm like, yes. And they're like, hey, we're just calling to verify your information because you entered to win something in a box at a mall a year ago. And I was like, okay, hold on. So I asked you guys, what do you think, scam or not? And you're all like, no, don't do it. And she's like, well, sir, I'm not asking you for your information. She was like, you submitted it to us, so I'm just confirming it's you because you're a finalist to win a car. So I'm like, okay. So she asks me 4 questions. She said, is your last name blah, blah, blah? And I was like, yep, that's my last name. Then she says, is your date of birth this? Is this your zip code? And I'm like, yes. And then she said, did you check mark that you don't have an RV or a trailer? And I said, right. And then she said, okay, that's it. We'll be calling you back. So am I scammed or am I not scammed?
Did you first of all enter to win this car?
Yeah, like a year ago. Over a year ago.
I just feel like that's way too long for a contest to happen that you would be there. Now, did you win it then?
Well, I mean, they didn't call me back yet.
But when you talked to them the other day, did they say, hey, congratulations, you won. We'll get more information.
She said, you're a finalist and we'll be calling you back.
That makes no sense. You're saying they have initial drawing, then they narrow it down to finalists, then they have a winner?
I mean, it makes sense. If it's been over a year, you can't just pick one person, because what if they don't have the same phone number?
833-563-2539. Like, listen, I really, especially a car like that would be a divine intervention for you to get a new one, because yours has over 300,000 miles.
Right.
But I just feel like, dude, they're going to ask, like, hey, all we need now is just your Social Security to verify this.
Obviously.
And then, like, you're going to have your limited identity that you do have gone.
Yeah, I mean, really the old adage, if it sounds too good to be true, most
it's
likely it is. I mean, I've won several trips, like when I used to sign up for these things, like to Disney World and blah, blah, blah. But really, it's a marketing gimmick to get your information.
But they already had my information. All I did was confirm very basic things.
I mean, did you read the fine print? Because it'll be like, semifinalists will be contacted, and then they're going to keep contacting you with follow-up. And then,
I mean, this was a year ago, no.
I mean, I hope you win the car. It would be amazing.
Jennifer's on Joe McKenzie. Do you think this is a scam, or are we just being haters?
Actually, I've seen many cases where they'll call you to ask you these questions and then they'll record you saying yes. So when they do like automated phone payments and stuff like that, or they use your credit card all over the phone, they'll use your recording saying yes, it is like you're agreeing to certain things.
Chops, did you say yes to any of their questions?
I don't remember.
Well, he verified like his information to them. Like, yes, that's my name. Yes, that's my phone number. Blah, blah, blah.
Jennifer. See, now Jennifer's scaring me even more. 833-563-2539. Is Pork Chop being scammed here, or do we just not know what we're talking about? Because I really want you to get a new car, but maybe like through an endorsement or something?
Yeah, I just think the information from these forms is collected in a database.
We'll take your calls next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. We think Pork Chop is getting scammed. Hey, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and he got a call yesterday, had to step out of here. It's like, well, okay, we're kind of busy, Pork Chop, but if you need to take the call, go ahead. And once again, Pork Chop, it was them calling you from a mall in Michigan when you used to live up there. You entered for a car contest to win a car, and they said you were a finalist?
Yes, and they said all I have to do is just confirm some information that I already gave them.
No.
Okay.
I feel like this is definitely a scam, and they just are generating a free mailing / contact list.
Alyssa, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think is going on here? Is this going to be Pork Chop's chance to get a new car, or is this kind of scamming him?
Yeah, I don't think Pork Chop's getting a new car. So I actually deal with fraud all day, and typically in a scenario like this, what they're doing is calling and getting some information, like kind of phishing. And they call back as well to try and gather as much info as they can, and then eventually they use that to gain access into things like banking accounts and that type of thing. So I'm not saying 100% that's what this is, but it sounds very much like that type of scenario.
Now Pork Chop told us off the air, too. I don't know why he didn't say it on air. He said he asked them, is this a scam, and they said no. So does that mean it's not a scam?
Oh, well, hey, if they said no, then by all means.
So am I, like, am I screwed? Am I going to get, like, frauded? Or or what?
I just think since there has been a year, most likely somebody gained access to those entries somehow. So that's how they have that information. And then they're just phishing, trying to get more of your information so they can utilize it. So, these things pop up all day, every day.
So do I report the phone number, or what can I do? Is there anything I can do?
I would. Have you Googled that phone number? Because usually it's already going to be reported.
I did, and there was like nothing on it.
Yeah, I would report that number then.
Hey, Alyssa, thank you for calling in this morning. It's too late for Pork Chop, but maybe somebody else will realize that new car, it's too good to be true.
Aww.
Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, Grammy nominations are in. Plus, you won't believe who wants to run for president.